is on the air. This is WTIC and WTIC FM HD2 Hartford, an Odyssey station.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. You can expect busy roads on this Friday as we get into the Labor Day holiday weekend and its travel. Tracy Noble is the Greater Hartford AAA spokeswoman.
We are seeing a 9% increase in Labor Day travel this year compared to last year's.
If you're driving to your destination, AAA says the worst time you could do so today is this afternoon from 2 to 6. You'll likely come across some cheaper gas, too, on your trip. It's about $3.38 on average in Connecticut. That's down a penny in the last day and down about 42 cents from where we were a year ago. You'll find the cheapest gas if you're in Tolland or New London counties. The most expensive is in either Fairfield or New Haven. Vice President Kamala Harris defends her record in the Biden administration in a sit-down interview on CNN, the first major interview since her campaign began in July. Correspondent Natalie Brand reports that she also hit the campaign trail, too, the same day.
Before the interview aired, Harris held a rally in Savannah, Georgia, where she touched on the issue of abortion.
It is a fight for freedom. Like the freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body.
Former President Donald Trump counters her interview with some rallies and talking points of his own. This is correspondent Jim Crisula.
Former President Donald Trump made campaign stops in the key states of Michigan and Wisconsin.
With your vote, we will defeat Comrade Kamala Harris, and we will bring back the American dream bigger, better, stronger, and just better.
Mr. Trump said that if he's elected in November, he will require the government or insurance companies to pay for IVF fertility treatments. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Governor Ned Lamont is nominating the Honorable Raheem L. Mullins to serve as the Chief Justice of the Connecticut Supreme Court. In addition to serving as a justice of the state's highest court, the position of the Chief Justice is responsible for serving as the head of the judicial branch of state government and overseeing the administration of the state's courts. Justice Mullins is currently an Associate Justice of the Connecticut Supreme Court, where he has been serving since November 1st of 2017. At the time he took the oath of office, he became the youngest person to ever serve on the Supreme Court. During his tenure on the court, he had participated in over 150 cases and authorized approximately 70 majority opinions. The Office of the Governor is now forwarding Justice Mullins' nomination to the Connecticut General Assembly, where it will be considered in the Judiciary Committee. We've got an update for you on several emergency road projects underway in the state of Connecticut. State Department of Transportation spokesman Josh Morgan says 8 roads maintained closed after last week's flooding. That is down, though, from 27.
People are still going to have to be patient with us, though. However, we're looking at some areas where we had 30 or 40 foot wide bridges that were completely decimated by those floodwaters.
The same message goes for the DOT-maintained Waterbury Rail Line that experienced several washouts, so buses are taking commuters to their destinations in the meantime. And let's go down to Norwalk. The Fairfield Avenue Overpass Project is getting some major accolades for the progress that's being seen. The steel support beams for the new bridge have already been installed. The next step is to put the deck on that bridge. The project is still set to be completed by next spring. A tanker truck fire burned up that bridge and closed I-95 for days earlier this year. WTIC News Time is 8:04.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
I plan to rearrange my closet, but I stopped after picking the clothes up off the floor.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel's award-winning language learning app will help you start speaking another language. Start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
Comment tu t'appelles?
Comment tu t'appelles?
Vous êtes où?
Vous êtes où?
Babbel's bite-sized lessons make it easy to learn words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel est amusant et facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue. Et cela ne prend que 15 minutes par jour."
When you want to really learn another language, it starts with Babbel. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L. philo.com. Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, VH1, TLC, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. And with up to 3 streams at once, you'll never have to fight about what to watch. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows, and save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR, so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
WTIC News Time is 8:06. A San Diego doctor charged as part of the investigation of the overdose death of Matthew Perry is expected to plead guilty in a federal court in Los Angeles. Dr. Mark Chavez is set to appear in front of a judge today. He's agreed to plead guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine. Police in Dallas, Texas are investigating a line-of-duty death at a shootout with a suspect. Kristen Lohman of the Dallas Police Department.
All three were taken to local hospitals. One of those officers is listed in stable condition. One officer is listed in critical condition. And one officer died from his injury.
After fleeing the scene, police say the suspect got out of the vehicle with a long gun before officers shot and killed the suspect. Maryland transportation leaders approve a contract, Brian Amat, for rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge several months after the collapse, after being hit by an out-of-control container ship.
It's hoped the nearly $2 billion bridge replacement project will be finished by 2028. The collapse in late March eliminated one of 3 water crossings used by tens of thousands of vehicles a day to bypass downtown Baltimore. The original Key Bridge took 5 years to build and opened in 1977.
That's correspondent Jim Krasula. You know, the video of that still absolutely amazes me, how quickly it came down, the destruction there.
And the, you know, the ship was not going fast. You just can't stop it.
Right.
I think that the governor of Maryland is going to be a presidential candidate in the next 10 years. Wes Moore.
Yeah, I could see that.
He's really talented, and he's a vet, and I think he did a nice job.
Definitely got a lot of attention for that.
Yes, and I think strategically leveraged it well. Morgan, thank you. Let's go to Mark Christopher in the Brown, Pandarus, and Scott Traffic Center. The Mike Allen stuff is cool, right, Mark?
Oh, yeah. Can I do a little beginning of the flight as we take off from Simsbury International Airport?
Yeah.
Brander Tower, this is Cessna Air 1. We are 11 miles to the northwest, inbound for traffic reporting. Good morning, Cessna Air 1, altimeter 2991. Stock H or whatever the heck they say. And just remember, Brian, when you're landing and you're landing into Simsbury International and you're going over the dump there, you don't want to land in the dump. You remember you want to come in at 60 knots on final.
Okay.
Just remember that.
Can I ask you one other question?
Sure.
If it's Simsbury International,
right?
Where are they going? Where are they going? Like, are there flights that go to Canada?
Like, sure, you can fly to Canada. You got to get your flight plan, but yeah. Okay. Simsbury International, very, 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 very plush airport up there in Simsbury. So, got to get up there sometime. Hey, if you're heading into Hartford right now, this traffic report being brought to you by Stu Leonard's. Westbound side of 84 is slowing, approaching the Bulkley Bridge up to 48 Asylum Street. Look out for an accident there. If you're on the eastbound side of 84, a little slowdown as you move in from 46 Sisson Avenue into the tunnel. Both sides of 91 moving well. Cromwell up into Windsor Locks. 291, 384, that looks good east of the river. 2 westbound moving well. Glastonbury and East Hartford. Quiet Middletown. Quiet Waterbury, 84 and 8. 91 and the Parkway both moving very well, heading down in toward New Haven. This week at Stu Leonard's Farm Fresh Foods, direct from the Midwest, our mighty porterhouse steak, just $9.99 a pound. When you use the Stu Leonard's app, that's a total savings of $6 a pound. Plus, local jumbo peaches, only $1.49 a pound. Save a dollar. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
See a mix of clouds and sun today. There's still a chance for a passing shower, although much of the day will be dry. Highs in the 70s this afternoon with a light southeast wind. Varying amounts of cloudiness tonight, maybe some patchy drizzle and fog developing. Lows in the upper 50s and low 60s. We'll see more clouds than sun on Saturday. There could be a scattered shower, but much of the daytime will be dry with higher humidity, dew points rising through the 60s, and temperature approaching 80 Saturday afternoon. Turns unsettled Saturday night with showers, areas of rain, possibly some thunder, and patchy fog. Lows in the mid to upper 60s, muggy. Sunday, showers in the morning, tapering off during the afternoon, possibly followed by some partial clearing. Highs 80 to 85. And Labor Day looks bright and sunny with low humidity and highs in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
This Johnny Gaudreau, we can't talk about the Johnny Gaudreau thing right now. NHL player, went to Boston College. I guess he played some youth hockey through Connecticut. He and his brother died in a biking accident. You said his sister's wedding's supposed to be today?
Yeah, that's what I'm reading, yeah, which is just, it's obviously sad. You know, Johnny Gaudreau is a great hockey player. He's in the league, what was for the Columbus Blue Jackets.
For like a decade, he's been a really long time.
Yeah, his brother, Matthew Gaudreau, recently played down in Bridgeport for the Bridgeport Islanders, too, so... I guess it was like a biking accident.
I don't really
in Jersey,
understand,
but yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, so we just saw that news and we were talking about it. And so, if you're a hockey fan, you know the name. It's 8:12 right now. At 8:20, we have Tim Malloy from Quinnipiac talk about the latest Q poll on the presidential race, and David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. will join us at 8:50. Right now, let's check in Steve Parker tomorrow morning, 5:30 a.m. Part of our monster Saturday lineup here in WTIC. Steve, how you doing?
Hey, good. How you doing? I just can't believe that news. Just life is so precious. You know, it really is. We're tomorrow morning. We're coming up on a year since we lost the king of the parrot heads, Jimmy Buffett. And Sunday will actually be 1 year. And it's just so strange that he passed away with Labor Day weekend. And he would sing about Come Monday and the Labor Day weekend show and all that. We've got some great friends down in Key West that they've got it's crazy down there for a few days. They've got a second line, like a New Orleans marching parade, big stuff going on. So we're going to check in with them. It's bittersweet with the loss of Jimmy, but some good stuff tomorrow morning about him. And in the studio, we have got with us Arnold Chase. Yes, the Arnold Chase, who used to own WTIC radio, and then went on to build WTIC TV. He is being honored by the United Way and Fox 61 with the George Baja Monday Lifetime Achievement Award. And to have Arnold in the studio, really something. This is he's a great guy and has just wonderful memories about being here at the station, owning the station. So some good stuff, and it's going to be a Saturday morning. We'll try to keep it up, keep it moving, and hopefully you can join us 5:30 till 8:30.
I was listening to Buffett did this concert where basically he solicited like his minions, you know, the Parrot Nation or whatever, to, you know, vote for all the songs they want to hear, and he played an entire concert just on requests and all the stuff you normally would expect, but it just was such a cool idea, and he did it all, and he did them as they were voted on and ranked. So that's cool. Steve, we look forward to it tomorrow morning, 5:30 a.m. right here on WTIC. Have a good one, Steve.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Enjoy the weekend. Bye-bye.
Right, Steve Parker. Your time is 8:14.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results. thoughts made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Texting enrolls and recurring automated text marketing messages. Message frequency varies. Message and data rates may apply. Reply help for help or stop to opt out.
Are you drinking too much? Is alcohol affecting your relationships? Could drinking be affecting your job?
Hi, I'm Jonathan, founder of Aura Health. I struggled with alcohol misuse for 15 years. I tried self-help, therapy, and traditional 12-step programs, but nothing really worked. That's why I started Aura Health. Aura Health provides access to safe and effective medication, FDA approved for the treatment of alcohol issues. A daily pill proven to reduce alcohol cravings and make it easier to drink less or quit.
To join the thousands who are drinking less or who have quit altogether, text BEGIN to 710-710. You'll be sent a secure link to Aura Health's private online assessment. If treatment is right for you, a licensed medical professional will prescribe medication for discreet and convenient delivery to your door. Just text BEGIN to 710-710. That's BEGIN to 710-710.
Not available in all states. For SMS terms, privacy policy, risk, and restrictions, please go to orhealth.com/terms. Use as directed.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
Are you worried about the state of the economy? Concerned about market crashes and rising inflation wiping out your savings? At Noble Gold Investments, we understand your fears and have a solution. Call us today at 1-888-403-1050. Imagine safeguarding you and your family with a tangible asset that has stood the test of time. Gold. With Noble Gold Investments, you can diversify your portfolio and protect your wealth from economic turmoil. Our team will guide you through the process, ensuring you make informed decisions that best suit your needs. Call Noble Gold Investments today at 1-888-403-1050. That's 1-888-403-1050. The future is uncertain. Take control now. Call 1-888-403-1050.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Mark Christopher and the Brown Pandeiras and Scott Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
All right, Jack, thank you very much. And this traffic report being brought to you by Cape Cod Fence. And we're looking at a couple of problems downtown. Hartford right now. And the first one is westbound 84. We have a disabled truck and trailer, 84 westbound between 48 and 47. Looks like the left lane is blocked there. Delays are just about back to 56 Governor Street behind them. Also seeing delays now, 84 eastbound from exit 44 Prospect Oakwood into the downtown tunnel. We have an accident on the flyover ramp that brings you to 80 from 84 east to 91 north. It's on the left side of the ramp, so that's slowing things down there. Now, both sides of 91 moving well. Cromwell up into Winter Locks. 291, 384, that looks good east of the river. 2 westbound, a little slow as you merge with 84 west and East Hartford. Quiet Middletown, quiet Waterbury, 84 to 8. 91 of the Parkway, no issues heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Traffic brought to you by Cape Cod Fence, more than just fences.
Cape Cod Fence Company in Canton is ready to enhance your outdoor living space. For over 5 decades, we've been building and installing quality fences, furniture, and sheds. Call 860-673-3211 or visit CapeCodFence.com. CapeCodFence.com.
Hi, this is Joel Johnson. I want to invite you to come to a special event with myself and Kara Sundland. It's called Beyond Better Money. We're going to talk about the retirement concerns that you have, living too long, health care costs. Join us September 18th at 6 p.m. at the Sheraton Hotel in Rocky Hill. Go to beyondbettermoney.com to register. That's beyondbettermoney.com to come to meet with me and Kara Sundland.
Johnson Brunetti is a marketing name for the businesses of JB Capital and JN Financial. Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC. Insurance products offered through JN Financial LLC.
Important weekend weather-wise. There aren't many left in the summertime. Partly sunny today. Chance for a shower in the 70s. Tomorrow, more clouds and sun. Maybe a spot shower approaching 80. You'll get some rain overnight Saturday into Sunday. And those showers will end by early afternoon on Sunday, then some clearing, nice temperatures, 80 to 85. Monday says sunny in the 70s, so maybe not beachy, but certainly quite nice. Obviously, a lot of focus on the presidential race. We'll talk a lot more with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. at 8:50. Kamala Harris was interviewed last night on CNN. It was taped with Dana Bash. Governor Walz was with her. We talked about it a little bit earlier. And earlier in the day, Quinnipiac came out with another poll with some interesting data points. We always like to catch up with Tim Malloy. Tim, thanks for delaying your weekend getaway, I guess, to talk to us. We appreciate it.
I'm not going anywhere. No problem.
Your summer is over.
Excited.
What, you know, I like to start, you know, sort of open-ended. Anything change since your last one?
Well, the change for us is that these are likely voters as opposed to registered. We usually fine-tune it down, get us closer to what we think really might happen. And it's a dead tie. It's a two-point lead for Harris. What's interesting is Harris has a 21-point advantage with women, which is powerful for on their side, and then and an 18-point advantage for Trump with men. So not sure how to sort that out, but it really tells you the huge gender divide right now.
Yeah, and, you know, the margin of error, obviously, Harris a 2-point lead, but you can also look at it as a 4-point swing, though, right? Because he was up by 2 in the last one, even though they're both in the margin of error, a 4-point swing is actually outside of it. I'm not advocating that she's in an advantage. A lot of people tell me she needs to have a general election lead by 5-plus to have a chance to win anyway.
No, but you're right. I mean, not sure about that, but something is happening. I mean, that's pretty clear. I mean, and where was she a few weeks ago? She was, what are they going to do with her?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's something going on.
You know, I thought, now, was this post-RFK dropping out?
This was, let me give you the dates. It was this week, obviously. It was the 23rd through the 27th of August. So it was right kind of in the middle of it, right? I think so.
Right, so but you didn't poll with him in it. So I'm just curious anything shows up in the numbers that you can point at his absence.
Well, I think what this really fine-tuned things is he's out. He was only at 4% anyway. Jill Stein and Chase Oliver, the other two candidates, get 1%. So they're leaning toward almost irrelevant at this point. I mean, we're looking at pretty raw look at what's really going on at 49-47, which is a tie.
Tim Malloy from Quinnipiac joining us, the latest Q poll. I do want to ask another demographic question, but I also want to ask you, was there anything that was in there about the vice presidential candidates?
Yeah, I mean, we found that Walz's presence helps Harris more than Vance's presence helps Trump. by several points. That's one thing. And he polls better as far as favorability by a good number. So Walls has been, so far, a good idea.
Now, in terms of, and again, this may not be a fair question to you since you focus on the polling, but you talk about the gender advantage skewing male toward Trump and female toward Harris. Traditionally, does one voting block take up a higher percentage of participation?
Yeah, women vote more than men. I mean, I don't have a number on it, but that's generally the rule of thumb, is that women vote more for men. And I think you're probably seeing the abortion issue is one of the reasons that number is so high.
Right, right. Yeah. We're talking with Tim Malloy from Quinnipiac University here, the latest Q poll. The best way to access it is either just do a straight Google search. There's several stories on it. Also, their Twitter handle is very informative as well in terms of pushing this information out. Any other takeaways that didn't make the headlines, or, you know, all the write-ups on it that maybe didn't get the right attention?
Well, you know, you and I have talked a lot over the years. Personal traits are a big part of this. They're sort of the canary in the coal mine. I mean, on leadership skills and empathy and inspirational aspects, they kind of are at a tie. But when it comes to ethics, which we asked, who's most ethical, who's got the most mental fitness, who's the most level-headed, Harris clobbers him. So that is, I think, an indication of people concerned about the stability of the post of the past president.
Do we know the party breakdown of the people questioned?
I'd have to dig it out. I don't know. You know, obviously, Trump much stronger for the Republican Party. His issue right now is independents too.
Right.
You know, those are the people, the most volatile possible people that can really turn the page on this thing.
Yeah.
And he's not doing as well with them.
I think they're going to, I mean, I have a lot of conversations offline with people, and it's not necessarily, you know, our conversation here, but I mean, it's going to come down, as we know, to a couple of states. I mean, it's just really unbelievable. And you can argue over which states, because I have people telling me that North Carolina is surprisingly in play a little bit more. I point to Arizona and Pennsylvania almost exclusively, but maybe Georgia.
Yeah, and Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina. No, you're right. It's about electoral college.
If I could ask you one quick question, it's outside of the polling.
Yeah.
You know, from the debate to the assassination attempt, to the stepping aside of Biden all the way through today, have you in your career witnessed a more intense cycle than this?
No. I mean, this is the Trump era, and it's not just Trump. The divisions in the country, the concerns about the environment, I've never seen Americans more at their throats. That's a little blunt, but, you know, how many friends do all of us have trouble talking to anymore, you know, or talk to delicately or leave things out of the conversation? So I've never seen anything like this. And, you know, you sort of hope that somehow this is going to coalesce at some point, but boy, is this going to be an ugly next 60 something days too. You know, you kind of wonder.
Yeah, I mean, election night is going to be, I mean, I'm going to be basically, hopefully maybe you'll come on election night. I'm basically pulling all nighter because, I mean, I'm going to do my show live in the morning, but I think I'm going to have to stay on the air through polls closing because I think it's going to be, I know they say every election is the most important in history, but this kind of feels like it might actually be that.
You know, one quick thing, 91% of the people we polled are going to watch the presidential debate. We've never seen a number like that. That's a whole lot of people.
It's going to pull a number. I mean, I know Trump loves ratings. I mean, we're going to get it. I mean, it's. I don't know if it's super bullish, but we're going to get a big number. Have a great holiday weekend.
You too, man.
Appreciate you as always.
Questions are always great. See you.
All right,
bye.
Tim. He's great, too. Tim Malloy from Quinnipiac joining us here on Brian and Company. Yeah, that debate is, you know, this whole thing about the mic on, mic off thing is just fascinating to me. Now, all of a sudden, Trump wants it, and I'm really curious to see how this goes. I, you know, in watching Harris last night, I'd say she's got some work to do. And, you know, the note referencing thing, I mean, I've watched a couple more videos on it. She definitely was looking at some stuff. And she, and again, I don't understand the strategists and her consultants and all the people that are in her ear. She should be talking to everybody if she wants to win. Okay, listen, we'll get the perspective of David Lightman, obviously D.C., you know, Harris senator, former senator, sitting vice president, living in D.C. So I wonder what the buzz is. And when is Congress going back to work, for crying out loud? We know they're not working this week because of the holiday, but when are they going to actually do some work? Right now, we'll go over to Morgan Cunningham at 8:30 for your headlines.
And now, a WTIC news update.
Good morning. It's 8:30. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. Columbus Blue Jackets forward Jody Goudreau and his brother Matthew were reportedly killed in a bike accident in New Jersey last night. The NHL team's confirming the news of the tragedy in a statement, reading in part, that Johnny was not only a great hockey player, but more significantly, a loving husband, father, son, brother, and friend. The two were reportedly set to be a groomsman in their sister's wedding in Philadelphia today. Goudreau was 31. As we move through this Labor Day holiday weekend and travel period, Connecticut State Police are pushing road safety with an increase in that traffic expected between now and Monday night. Sergeant Luke Davis wants people to remember the slow down and move over law here in Connecticut and anywhere else for that matter when coming across people working on the side of a highway or a disabled vehicle.
That goes for Department of Transportation crews. It goes for tow truck operators. It goes for medical, fire department, anybody who may have any reason to be working on a public roadway, that exists for their safety.
State Police Trooper First Class Aaron Pelletier was struck and killed in a hit-and-run crash earlier this year as he conducted a motor vehicle stop. At a town hall meeting with supporters in Wisconsin, former President Donald Trump gave his support for in vitro fertilization. The Alabama Supreme Court's ruling earlier this year that destroying fertilized embryos for IVF amounts to abortion. Trump's been trying to put that issue away ever since and is now out with a new proposal.
For IVF, and I've been looking at it, and what we're going to do is for people that are using IVF, which is fertilization, the government is going to pay for it, or we're going to get or mandate your insurance company.
While he gives his take on those issues and others, Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, give their first major sit-down interview of the presidential campaign so far. Here's correspondent Linda Kenyon.
It was an exclusive interview with CNN, and it covered a wide range of issues, including whether Harris would change U.S. policy toward Israel.
I remain committed, since I've been on October 8, to what we must do to work toward a two-state solution, where Israel is secure, and in equal measure, the Palestinians have security and self-determination and dignity.
Harris also said as president she would not ban fracking, even as she remains committed to green energy policies. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
A police investigation is being launched in Plymouth after their community was targeted in a cyber attack. Police say that town funds were stolen in that breach. As the police describe it, a town vendor was victimized in the attack and emails were compromised. The police haven't said how much money was stolen or when it happened. Vernon police arrest a man from town that they say allegedly exposed himself to a child. Police say 55-year-old John Tobia allegedly flashed the child at the Spare Time Entertainment bowling alley and entertainment venue on Talcottville Road. Tobia is charged with public indecency, risk of injury to a minor, and breach of peace. Bond is $250,000. Two firefighters are receiving hospital care after battling a house fire in Greenwich early Thursday morning. Officials say that the crews went to a home that was under construction in the area of Ridge and Bruce Park after 4 in the morning. Crews had to put out some hot spots from a safe distance, which caused delays. The firefighters were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. It's not clear how they were hurt. The fire marshal and state police are going to team up to investigate the cause of that blaze. Market futures are pointing higher as traders are bracing for a key inflation report. The Dow, 104 points up, S&P 500, 27 points higher, and the NASDAQ, 166 points up in its futures. WTIC News Time, 8:34.
Did you know you can use your own body's healing properties to revitalize your achy joints and get real lasting joint pain relief? I'm talking about advanced regenerative medicine at QC Kinetics. If you're tired of arthritic pain, whether it's knees, hips, back, or shoulder, this is something you need to check out. And the consultation, by the way, is totally free. It's called regenerative medicine, and the local medical professionals at QC Kinetics are experts in these amazing treatments, and thousands across the country have benefited from it. You can enhance your joints, improve mobility, get back to doing the stuff you love without pain, without drugs, without surgery or downtime. You got to give them a call. The consultation is totally free. They are the nation's leader in this type of medicine. So give QC Kinetics a call. They're in Avon, they're in New Haven, and they're now in Glastonbury as well. It's 860-440-PAIN. Again, 860-440-PAIN. The company is QC Kinetics. That consultation is free. And that number one more time is 860-440-PAIN.
Looking for the best ways to prepare for retirement? Then be sure to tune in to Johnson Brunetti's Money Wisdom with Eric Hogarth tomorrow morning at 8:30 right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows, and save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
WTIC News Time is 8:36. One of Mexico's formerly most powerful drug kingpins is set to be released today from a U.S. federal prison in Indiana.
57-year-old Ociel Cárdenas was sentenced to 25 years in a plea deal. He has served 18 of those. His sentence was reduced for good conduct. Once the leader of the powerful Gulf cartel, Cárdenas was convicted of cocaine and marijuana trafficking and money laundering. He's also credited with starting Mexico's Zetas, former elite army soldiers who went rogue.
Correspondent Adrian Bard with those details. More unrest in Venezuela. President Nicolas Maduro's government's blaming a power outage this morning on electrical sabotage. Venezuela, in years past, suffered from regular power outages that the government almost always blamed on its political opponents, but that energy experts say is the result of brush fires or poor maintenance on the country's aging electrical infrastructure. And final reminder of our WTIC anniversary series to broadcaster at 100 tomorrow afternoon at 2. Former WTIC Air One traffic reporter Mike Allen's going to be joining me to remember his days as our eye in the sky.
Morning, coming up on the 7 a.m. news. Time for a check of traffic now. Mike Allen's here from WTIC's Air One. Mike.
Ray, southbound 91, still a good drive, although
there
it's building a little bit of the
Mike helping listeners reach their destinations from 1980 until 2020 is time at WTIC. He'll talk about how he managed being both a pilot and traffic reporter simultaneously. He'll give us some tech talk, how it actually worked. And then we're going to get his thoughts on some major traffic improvements and problems as seen during his career, and also memories of one of the worst crashes in Connecticut history.
Ray sounded great.
Yes,
what was
he
it?
Did.
Do you know the year of that clip?
October 30th, 1997.
Yeah, so that was Ray. Like, he had been here for, what, 5 years?
Yep.
Yeah, that was prime Ray.
Prime Ray.
Totally. If it reminds me, we got to reach out. We should have him in next week. And we haven't checked in with him in a while. Morgan, that's fantastic. 2 o'clock tomorrow, you can listen. We're doing it live. Or you can go to WTIC.com, go to the More tab, put on the 100 years, click that, and you can get all the audio from Morgan's work that he's done. Thank you. Let's go to Mark Christopher and the Brown Pandiras and Scott Traffickson. Man, that Ray Dunaway had some pipes.
I was just going to say, well, tomorrow, I was going to bring that up. You're going to have two guys, two boss jocks. And what I mean by boss jocks is that's what they refer to them, these guys with these huge voices. You got Morgan Cunningham. And Mike Allen also had, he had the boss voice, too. He had the nice, deep voice. And, of course, Ray Dunaway. So tomorrow, not only will you get Mike Allen and Morgan talking about, you know, covering traffic in Hartford, but two guys that have massive, they have like equalizers in their throats.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It really is. I mean, my equalizer is set. There's no low end in my voice.
I've contemplated starting to smoke.
There you go.
Just get some bass.
That's how, exactly. It's all about the bass, as Meghan Trainor once sang about. Guys, if you're heading into Hartford right now, This traffic report being brought to you by Stu Leonard's. And if you're on the eastbound side of 84, look for delays 43 Park Road up into the downtown tunnel. Earlier problem on the flyover ramp from 84 East to 91 North has been cleared. Westbound 84 delays approaching 56 Governor Street up to just prior to 48 Asylum. We have a disabled truck with a trailer in the left lane there. There's a heavy duty on a wrecker on the scene with that. So as you come out of the tunnel westbound, stay right. If you're traveling 91 southbound, a little slow at 32 A and B. Northbound 91's quiet. Cromwell through downtown up into Windsor. 291, 384, that looks good. East of the river, 2 westbound, moving well. Glastonbury in East Hartford. Quiet Middletown, Waterbury's okay, 84 and 8. 91 and the Parkway moving very well, heading down in toward New Haven. This week at Stu Leonard's Farm Fresh Foods, direct from the Midwest, our Mighty Porterhouse Steak, just $9.99 a pound. When you use the Stu Leonard's app, that's a total savings of $6 a pound. Plus, local jumbo peaches, only $1.49 a pound. Save a dollar. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
And now, the WTIC 5-day forecast.
See a mix of clouds and sun today. There's still a chance for a passing shower, although much of the day will be dry. Highs in the 70s this afternoon with a light southeast wind. Varying amounts of cloudiness tonight. Maybe some patchy drizzle and fog developing. Lows in the upper 50s and low 60s. We'll see more clouds than sun on Saturday. There could be a scattered shower, but much of the daytime will be dry with higher humidity, dew points rising through the 60s, and temperature approaching 80 Saturday afternoon. Turns unsettled Saturday night with showers, areas of rain, possibly some thunder, and patchy fog. Lows in the mid to upper 60s, muggy. Sunday, showers in the morning, tapering off during the afternoon, possibly followed by some partial clearing. Highs 80 to 85. And Labor Day looks bright and sunny with low humidity and highs in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-700-6898. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898 or biglou.com.
You know, scooters are coming back to Hartford. They got another company to bring them back in. We got a scooter. I tried it once when we did that live remote for Salvation Army at Morno Stackpole in downtown Hartford. And then I used a couple times this summer. And I find it scary. People love them, but I they make me nervous, but they're coming back to Connecticut. The other thing I wanted to bring up, really interesting article. I don't think I've had Maggie Vannoni on the show in CT Insider. All we're doing is talking about the impact on men's basketball and football if UConn went to the Big 12. What about women's basketball? What would be the impact? I mean, the Big East has gotten better, but they basically have a kind of a cakewalk through their conference schedule, and if they go to the Big 12, that's going to change. And I mean, you would couple that basically with Geno retiring, that would be a real huge challenge for them too. The more I think about it, more I think it's hold out for the ACC or stick with what you're doing. I don't know. I'm saying that with not a ton of information, and I'm playing with millions of dollars in money that's not mine. But that's just I just hadn't thought of like the impact on our women's basketball program, which is. Forget about blue blood. It is it. It is it in women's basketball. Your time's 8:43.
Men, when addressing the problem of erectile dysfunction, you want the right treatment for your specific medical situation. Because every case is different, and finding the right treatment can mean the difference between just an okay experience and an amazing one. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health, and at our practices, we offer the full range of ED treatment protocols and can even combine therapies to help make those intimate moments special, both for you and your partner. At Northeast Men's Health, we're the leader in treating ED in the area. Our medical providers specialize in men's sexual health and understand that no two cases are alike, which means you'll get the right treatment for you based on sound medical evaluation and appropriate applications of medical therapies. Plus, we offer treatments that are effective in well over 90% of cases, which means if you're like most men, you'll get your sex life back. So call us. Your initial visit is just $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 800-930-5956. That's 800-930-5956. Or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have 5 offices in the Northeast to serve you.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
As a roofer, I'm always on the go. So I need to be able to get things done from anywhere. That's why I partnered with Beacon. With their unique Beacon Pro Plus app, I've got the brands I depend on, like GAF, right at my fingertips 24/7. I rely on Beacon because I never stop building, and neither do they. Now through September 15th, purchase GAF through Beacon Pro Plus and earn up to $1,500. Go to BECN.com or download the Beacon Pro Plus app today. Beacon. Always built.
Hi, I'm Joe with SimpleSaleUSA.com, and I buy houses cash. If you own a house and want to sell it fast at a fair price, call me at 203-896-4000. I can pay cash and close in as little as 7 days. I buy houses in any condition, any price range, and more importantly, anywhere in Connecticut. I'm a private real estate investor who buys several houses a month, and I want to buy more. I buy inherited houses, divorce houses, behind-in-payment houses. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Do you own a house that is trash and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, because I love buying junk houses. I buy vacant houses, abandoned houses, condemned houses, and even foreclosure houses. If you own a house and want to sell it fast, call me at 203-896-4000. That's 203-896-4000. 203-896-4000.
The law firm of Brown, Painteris & Scott wish you a safe and happy Labor Day weekend.
Tom Shattuck here. Let me give it to you straight. Here's what happened. One day at the station, big shout out to Jeff Chandler, by the way. Jeff tells me about his new weight loss client coming to Cromwell. Jeff knew I'd been griping about my weight and thought it'd be perfect for me. My response? Yes, please, Jeff, sign me up. So I ended up on a call with Paige, the owner of Awaken 180 Weight Loss. By the end of that call, my only question was, what's the catch? Awaken 180 sounded too good to be true. Eat to lose weight? No meds? No workouts? Really? Paige just smiled through the phone and said, there is no catch, Tom. Awaken 180 works. I was skeptical but intrigued. After the first week, I was sold. I dropped 9 pounds. About 70 pounds later, I reached my goal. The amazing part and a main reason why I chose Awaken 180 is that unlike other weight loss plans, you keep the weight off. If losing weight is your goal, I suggest having the same conversation I had with Awaken 180. Have yours today at 844-346-1800. That's 844-346-1800. Or get them online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Hi, I'm Kathy. I work here at the Seafood Counter. This is my big why.
And I'm Mark. I like to call myself an aspirational seafood chef. That's my big why.
A few months ago, he didn't know the difference between halibut and haddock.
Well, I've been watching Big Y seafood recipe videos, and it's paying off.
It's easy to make a good meal when he's cooking with fish sourced from our local partner, North Coast Seafoods.
My secret is Nelly's grass-fed butter from New Hampshire. But let's keep that between us.
Your secret's safe with me.
It's more than food. It's my big why.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/radio. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/radio and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio for your free online visit. HIMS.com/RADIO.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Mark Christopher in the Brown Pandiras and Scott Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Shaq. Thank you very much. This traffic report being brought to you by Stu Leonard's. And if you're on the westbound side of 84, we have a disabled truck and trailer. It's in the left lane just prior to 48 Asylum Street downtown. So delays are approaching 56 Governor Street behind that. If you're coming westbound 84 and you're coming out of the tunnel, stay to the right there. State police, heavy-duty wrecker on the scene with that. Now, on the eastbound side of 84, delays 44 Prospect Oakwood up to 48 Capitol Avenue. Both sides of 91 doing okay. Crumble up into Windsor Locks. If you're 2 westbound, you're looking good. Glastonbury to East Hartford, 291, 384 moving okay. Quiet Middletown, 9 in the Arrigoni Bridge. Waterbury's okay, 84 and 8. 91 in the Parkway moving well down in toward New Haven. This week at Stu Leonard's Farm Fresh Foods, direct from the Midwest, our mighty porterhouse steak, just $9.99 a pound. When you use the Stu Leonard's app, that's a total savings of $6 a pound. Plus, local jumbo peaches, only $1.49 a pound. Save a dollar. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, thank you, Mark. Have a great weekend. Today, just quickly on the forecast. Today, partly sunny, chance for a shower in the 70s. Tomorrow, more clouds than sun, maybe a spot shower around 80. There'll be wet weather overnight. It'll taper off by lunchtime on Sunday. Then some clearing, 80 to 85. Monday, sunny in the 70s for your Labor Day. A lot to talk about with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C., joining us here on Brian & Company. David, good morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. So what's the buzz this morning on... I got a lot of things to say about it myself, but what's the buzz on Kamala and the CNN interview with Dana Bash?
Yeah, she didn't hurt herself. She didn't help herself. The big question still is out there, and that is, can she woo the independents? The Democrats are going to vote for her. The Republicans aren't. The people in the middle are still trying to figure out who she is. Can they trust her and so on? I'm not sure last night did anything to move that ball either way.
Well, for me, when I look at this as objectively as I can, I don't understand why they're – when I watched and listened last – I listened to most of it this morning, but she needs to be doing more of it, not less. I don't understand why they are not putting her out there more. She needs to work on her game.
Yeah, she really does, because I was thinking by doing it the way she did last night, she's focusing enormous amounts of attention on this one interview. And any reporter will tell you that, people, including Trump, when they do several interviews the way people normally do, sometimes they stumble, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. By focusing in on one interview, you're forcing us to dissect every word of that. And that's not what you want to do.
No. I don't understand.
That's what she's doing.
Yeah. And she's got all these Obama people. I don't really... Sometimes things are so obvious here from lonely little Farmington, Connecticut, and I don't.
Yeah.
Who are these people that advise her? I mean, I don't really get it.
No, I think part of it, and now this is part speculation, I mean, part of it is this. Her history being candid with the media is not good. I mean, she has a tendency to talk too much. She has a tendency to, as you saw last night, talk in generalities. And I think they're worried about that, or they're worried she'll say something that'll be tweeted and blogged forever. You saw last night, in many ways, the best and worst of her. You know, I'm still trying to figure out what she's going to do on day one. She never did answer that question.
Right.
And then this idea that my values haven't changed. Okay, you told me about your values on climate change and a few other things, but be more specific. What's in your gut? What's your political soul? I need to hear more of that. And I think so that's why I say last night, we'll see what happens in the polling, but she's got to be out there more.
Yeah.
With the media.
Yeah, I agree. I think she's in a tough spot, too, because she talks about a new way forward, but yet she can't directly say something that President Biden's been doing is wrong. So, she's got it's an interesting needle to thread, because it's not like she's running and she's still present in the administration. You know what I mean? So it's a hard dynamic to balance. We're talking with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. here on Brian and Company. D.C. gets back to work next week, or is it even longer?
No, September 9th. Now, you wouldn't want him to rush back to work, would you? Even though September 30th is the end of the fiscal year and they haven't done anything. But no, they'll be back September 9th, and then they'll go into a panic about how they fund the government for the next year. And I suspect that'll come down to the wire, and whatever Friday that is before October 1st, you and I will be talking about, will there be a shutdown? So
is this always their calendar? I mean, I know we sort of make fun of it because it's easy to do, but are they working any more or less than when you started your career?
Less. On several fronts. First of all, they tend to work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Every now and then the House will come in Friday for a couple hours, but they're out of there by 11, 12 o'clock. It's much less. Used to be Monday through Friday. Used to be they'd leave in August, but not till August 8th, 10th, that kind of thing. And they'd come back right after Labor Day. And now it's, as you see, I mean, just they're not there. And why? There are several theories. One is they're home raising money. Another is that this way they're closer to the constituents. I don't know what the truth is, but they're working less in Washington.
You know, I don't know if this is a fair question, but if it's not, then I apologize, because I know you cover a lot of stuff in North Carolina with McClatchy. You can go to McClatchy, D.C. I have some Republicans, you know, because I think it's really down to basically Arizona and Pennsylvania, but I have a lot of Republicans are saying, you know, they're still confident about places like North Carolina, but they're much more in play than ever. Are there any other states that we should be focusing on that we might not be?
Well, Georgia. Biden did win Georgia last time, and they do have two Democratic U.S. senators, and they got a governor, Brian Kemp, who, as you know, clashed with Trump over the 2020 results. And until recently, Trump was trashing him all the time. Now, he finally made up last week after Trump's advisors told him, look, you better stop it. But you see, Harris and Walls are doing a whole bus tour of Georgia this week. So, yeah, and just like North Carolina, they're banking on a couple things. First of all, heavy turnout among black voters. They think that they'll be motivated this time. Second thing is you got a lot of people who will move to those states from other places, from the north, from the Midwest. So those two states seem to be in play.
Tulsi, who, I mean, I covered Tulsi in New Hampshire in 2020. I mean, nobody really believed she was a Democrat then. And then RFK Jr., I don't really know if he had a plan all along or not. Do these move the needle? I mean, to trot them out as former Democrats supporting Trump, I think, is flimsy at best, but it's still, do they move the needle at all?
I don't think so. I know the pollsters are saying, yeah, maybe Kennedy moves the needle a tiny bit. You know, it's August, and I just think that if you were sort of an anti-establishment type, or I should say anti-incumbent type, you were going to vote for Trump anyway. Maybe you'd go to Kennedy, but I think Kennedy benefited, frankly, from the fact that his name was Kennedy, and he had a lot of money. But the people who were attracted to him were either the people disgusted with the Biden administration, or a lot of people out there don't like the two-party system, and they've been voting third party for years, for Libertarians, for Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate. So the bottom line is, no, I don't think it makes a huge difference.
Anything else on your mind?
Well, yeah, politics. I mean, it's all politics right now. And the focus now, and what we're looking at, is the September 10th debate, which is only, less than 2 weeks away. So the buildup for that's already starting. What does Harris need to do? What does Trump need to do? Who might gain by that? And it all comes down to who can Harris look presidential? I mean, people, independents, I think, by and large, do respect her for what she's done, for her intelligence, for her record. But can they make that leap to see her as president? And that's what this debate will tell us. And it's almost an intangible.
Yeah.
It's almost 90 minutes of just getting a sense of her. So that's what we're going to be writing about. We're going to be talking to people about that next week. That's our focus.
You know, we just talked to Tim Malloy at Quinnipiac. He said more than 90% of people polled said they're going to watch it. And he said that he's never seen a number that high. It is
right.
It's going to be it's a big deal. And I the whole microphone thing is kind of funny how they've gone back and forth. I don't know what benefits who and or whatever, but I do think that people will be fixated on it. David, great job as always. Have a great weekend, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Okay, have a nice Labor Day, and we'll do it again next Friday.
Yeah, same to you. David Lightman, the great David Lightman, joining us here on Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080, September 10th. Man, if they go, I mean, it's probably 2 hours. That's going to be a tough one. If it's 9 to 11 for me, that's going to be rough. Because I kind of have to watch it live.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
I kind of have to watch the whole thing.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because you can't not. It's going to be, I wonder what the numbers will be. Listen, have a safe and wonderful Labor Day weekend, everybody. Your time is 9 o'clock.
WTIC is 99 and kicks off a year-long celebration tour.